哎呦，
我
Take three. We'll call this meeting to order. Representative Bradley, the first bill on the agenda is House File 2172.
House File 2172 for possible inclusion in the omnibus finance bill.
Representative Bradley, I'm seeing GovOps.
Yes, I'm sorry, GovOps. That's right. We do have a commissioner of task force, yes. I'll modify my motion.
All right,
I move that House File 2172 be recommended pass and referred to the Committee on Government Operations.
Members have heard the motion. Representative Bradley, to your bill.
You know what? I'm going to say basically, remember this morning? And remember what a good idea quality assurance is? This is about transporting that idea on a much broader basis and starting out smart by doing a task force with the right folks so that we can put that idea to work in other places. Simple as that.
We'll move on to the test bill. Mr. Larson, do you have a comment on the bill?
Mr. Chair and committee members, I'll take any questions from Representative Goodwin that she has.
She has promised that she has done. All right, seeing, for real, members, any questions or comments on the bill? Seeing no further questions, Representative Bradley will renew his motion that House File 2172 be recommended to pass and be referred to the Committee on Government Operations. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion passes. Representative Bradley, to your next bill, 1875.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Let's see. I believe we went already to one committee. We should be able to go to the floor. So I'll move that House File 1875 be recommended to pass and referred to the General Register.
Representative Bradley moves that House File 1875 be recommended to pass and be sent to the General Register. Representative Bradley, to your bill.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. We do have some people here from the department, and I will admit to the group my more detailed prep time was planned for this evening. This is a technical bill. I am told that there is no new policy in the bill. The Article 1 has been reviewed and was already approved by the Jobs Committee, so we will be talking about Article 2, which has to do with, am I right? Alright, summary. That's what has to do with health care and continuing care, and this makes changes in those in the state health care programs. Article 3 is about, there's a collection of miscellaneous technical changes. And, I went through it almost every place. I mean, we're matching up income standards. We're making changes because what used to be the Children's Social Services Act is a different kind of a name now. There was one in here that I didn't quite figure out, which is in Article 2, Section 9, which if somebody in the department knows, because it's about provider entity clinical infrastructure requirements. But if you can have somebody come forward, I want to confirm that my statement overall is correct and that there are no new policies in this bill and that even that section amounts to just clarification of existing law.
All right, if can someone from the department come up and answer those questions, please. Welcome to the committee. Please state your name for the record and proceed.
Oh, we got the right person.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Don Allen. I'm with Chemical and Mental Health Services at the Department of Human Services. In Section 9, you may remember that back in 2003, we consolidated the children's mental health services available and medical assistance under the rehab option. We put a massive new language in at 256B0943, and then we turned around and repealed the administrative rules that had governed those services when they were separate. In the process, we discovered that we had failed to transpose some of the clinical supervision requirements from the old rules into the new statute. And so what we're doing is taking that existing policy and making it clear here in statute.
Yeah. Mr. Chair, that's what I meant to say.
Sounded much better from him, Representative Bradley. Representative Goodwin.
I have no question, Mr. Chair. I thought you both almost had the same tie-in.
Representative Houston.
I did have a quick question out of curiosity. There's a couple places in here where it's saying that the income standards are supposed to be adjusted every July 1st. What do we do now?
I see someone from the department coming forward. Welcome to the committee. Please state your name for the record and proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the committee, my name is Lisa Nazen, and I'm with the healthcare area of the Department of Human Services. We do this now. It has been an annual rider since 2001, and this is just a codified, so we don't have to keep coming back every 2 years and recodifying and rewriting, if you will, a rider.
That's right. Thank you.
All right. Members, any further questions for Representative Bradley or anyone from the department? Seeing no further questions, Representative Bradley will renew his motion at House File 1875, be recommended to pass and be referred to the General Register. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion passes. Thank you, Representative Bradley. Representative Peterson, you just walked in. If you take more than 5 minutes, you begin to lose votes.
We're quite well aware.
Representative Pearson, welcome to the committee. I will move your bill, but can you tell me where it goes?
Inclusion, I believe.
Is there any fiscal note?
Mr. Chair, there was no fiscal note requested for this bill. Mr. Marks and Michelle both looked at it, and they did not feel that it needed a fiscal note.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that they don't think there is going to be any cost?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
All right. So,
well, how about this, Representative Peterson? If you start, if you want to start with your testimony on the bill, and we'll take a second and can make the motion after we get going.
So, okay, thank you very much,
Representative Peterson. For bill,
Mr. Chairman and committee members, this is House Bill 399. It's a bill for the Canby area, which is in western Minnesota in my district, in the town of Canby. The purpose is to allow the Canby Community Hospital District to appoint up to 3 additional members to its board who are not residents of the current hospital of the hospital district. The reason being, the reason for this is to provide for board representation in areas that they serve and have clinics or have clinics which are outside the actual geographic area of the hospital district boundaries. Case in point, this would be the instance where Canby and is the town between Canby is Mineota. Mineota is served by the Canby campus, Sioux Valley Hospital out of Sioux Falls. It's a people from that area go to different places for their service, and Nancy Salmon from the Canby campus in the Sioux Valley Canby campus in Canby can explain some of the details around why they think this is needed. So with that, tell me.
Okay.
All right. Welcome to the committee. Please state your name for the record and proceed.
I'm Nancy Salmon, the long-term care administrator at Sioux Valley Canby campus. We currently have a 9-member elected board that represents the hospital district. We have, Representative Peterson said, a clinic in a nearby community that is not in our district. Unlikely that we could annex that area. It's not exclusively our service area. Folks go lots of different directions, but we do have a presence there. We have a medical clinic there and would like to have representation on our governing board so that that community could be represented.
Thanks for your testimony. Members, any questions? Representative Huntley.
Mr. Chairman, and to either one there, is there tax support then from the hospital district through property taxes to support the hospital?
There is tax authority.
Pardon? Go ahead.
There is tax authority. It has not been exercised in about 40 years.
Okay.
If there were, the board did exercise that capacity, it would still have to go to a vote, of course, of the district. So.
Representative Bradley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just trying to give advice on where this should go. And I know, Representative Peterson, have you had any other committees contact you about potential for wanting to see this?
No.
My suggestion is going to be that we go ahead and refer to the General Register, and you can check with others. The only thing I can think about is whether or not any local government or government operations would have any interest in it, but they may not. That way, you can always refer it later if necessary.
Representative Peterson.
Thank you for the advice. I will talk to the chair of that committee.
Thanks.
So at this time, I will move House File 399, be recommended passed, be referred to the General Register. Members, any questions? Any further questions for Representative Peterson or any discussion? Seeing no questions or discussions, we'll proceed to vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Peterson. Representative Bradley, any housekeeping?
No, I think when we met this morning, we talked about Monday's time and everything. That'll be that's what will be our next time meeting, and everybody can have a great weekend.
What date of that meeting?
Let's see.
Was it Monday?
It's Monday. Yeah, we're going to meet at 10 o'clock on Monday.
Okay.
Yep. You know, we're at the last 2 days before deadline.
Yeah.
And they're at our doorstep. We're trying to hear as many bills as we can.
All right, so no further committee business. The meeting is now adjourned.